Say, aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. Today we're going to talk about donuts, and you're going to be dying for some when we finish. So best to consider now where the nearest shop is, and make your way to it as you listen to this podcast. There are few things as delicious as fried dough. Archaeologists believe they found fossilized remnants of them in Native American settlements. But since the fresh ones are so tasty, we'll move on to when they appeared in Manhattan, or, as it was known at the time, New Amsterdam. At that point, it was marketed by Dutch bakers under a name I can't pronounce, but which means oily cake. We're now going to the mid-1900s, when a baker put nuts, like almonds, in the center of the pastry in areas where it might not fully bake. From this, the name donut was born. At the time, it was spelled D-O-U-G-H, but Americans have shortened it to D-O-N-U-T. Both are accepted, but now you know how to quiet your snooty neighbor if they want to make an issue of it. As for how the hole got in the center of the donut, there's several theories, including one about a ship's captain who impaled one on the wheel, but there's no definite answer, so I'll just leave it there. In 1920 in New York, a Russian immigrant built a machine that could make donuts automatically. While he probably didn't have a sign in the window proclaiming that hot donuts were available, the public quickly found out about them, and his business was a huge success, eventually grossing $25 million a year. That's about $390 million in today's dollars. In addition to tasty donuts, customers could also watch the donuts being made as the dough dropped into the oil and moved down the line, cooking as they went along. Through movies, news stories, and a World's Fair, everyone learned about donuts. Joe LeBeau, however, learned about failure. He had made his way from New Orleans to Paducah, Kentucky, where he sold his secret recipe to Ishmael Armstrong, along with the name Krispy Kreme. Tell me you didn't see that coming. Armstrong headed to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where he began selling Krispy Kreme donuts on July 13, 1937, to local grocery stores. He then built the business into a small chain and put engineers to work developing a more efficient production line. The stores were mostly in the Southeast, but in 1996, a store opened in, where else? Manhattan. In 2000, Krispy Kreme began offering stock to raise money for even more growth. Then there's this other little company called Dunkin' Donuts, or, as it calls itself today, Dunkin'. Fun fact, in southeast Missouri, there's a bakery called Dunkelin' Donuts, named after the county where it's located. Another store bearing that same name is in Pennsylvania. Dunkin' began in 1950, and like Krispy, it grew into an international operation. Dunkin' hopes to have 15,000 stores by next year. Krispy has about 1,000 stores. Earlier this year, Food Network set out to pick the best donut in each state. In Tennessee, the prize went to the King Kong at Five Daughters Bakery in Franklin. The product takes 3 days to make. Assuming you're now on your way to a bakery, I'll give you one more chance to reconsider. Some donuts have up to 700 calories. Krispy Kreme's Double Dark Chocolate Donut comes packed with 370 calories and 26 grams of sugar. I could tell you more about the health benefits of donuts, but do any of us really want to know? I thought so. And finally, it's time for a lesson on a slang phrase that deals with donuts. You've probably heard the phrase, take a flying at a rolling donut. There's no need to drop an F-bomb here, so I'll just say F. A portion of the phrase dates back to the 1800s, when a flying F was having sex on a horse. In the 1920s, extensions were added, and the term was used as an insult to tell someone to go away. The phrase reached its pinnacle in Kurt Vonnegut's novel Slapstick, when a doorman tells the President of the United States to take a flying F at a rolling donut. So now when it comes to donuts, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions, and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook or enter your email address on the website so you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. But the best thing you can do to support the podcast is tell your friends about it and encourage them to subscribe. And if you have an idea for something you'd like to hear, don't be shy. Send it to idea@hungryinnashville.com. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.